What is up, everybody? Welcome back. This is the Anything But Credible podcast. Thanks for checking in with us. My name's Dugues. I got the guys with me. Griff, Keith, what's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Dugan?
What up, world?
Guys, it's here. It's finally here. Election week. Thanks. By the time this comes out, we usually come out on Wednesdays, so the election will most likely be already about done, calculated, depending on that whole process, right?
We hope.
So,
yeah.
We might be a little late, but we're here. As of right now, we're recording on Sunday, so we're 2 days away. Any super quick thoughts? Anything that you'd like to say at all about it?
Just stay chill, America. Stay fucking chill, yeah. All right? No freaking out, no matter what happens.
On either side, you got crazies. You got crazies on both sides. We can't let the crazies win.
You motherfuckers, okay. Stay chill. Yeah. Stay chill.
Stay chill.
Because if something happens, it's going to be immediate finger pointing, and the people in the middle are going to be left behind.
We don't need this shit.
We don't need it. It's been crazy. Let it happen. Let the power shift happen. It's fine.
Yeah.
America will still be America.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever it is, 4 years,
yes.
They're probably gone. So
we can only hope.
Okay. And then after that, it's Kanye, right?
Probably Kanye.
Yeah.
It's going to be Kanye and Cuban.
I was going to say Mark Cuban rumors out there.
Oh, God.
Wait, could that be a power ticket, or are they going to be running against each other?
Ooh.
Oh, it's definitely against each other.
Wait, so can we get Kanye as a Republican and Cuban as the Democrat? Because yeah, right. I really don't want Kanye to be my Democrat.
Oh, God. Could you imagine a world under Kanye?
Kanye as a Republican, I would be convinced the world was over.
Fuck.
That'd be bad, yeah.
I mean, it would immediately go to, like, tyrannical government and just...
Oh, right away.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd still, like, continue to make music?
There's no doubt.
For sure.
He would immediately drop an album called POTUS.
POTUS. Yes.
He would immediately drop an album called
POTUS. Would he change his rap name to POTUS and then have to change... Well, he probably would never leave office.
He'd probably just change his actual...
I was going to say, he's never going to leave once he obtains that power.
He's
never
going to change it back after he leaves, but he's not leaving.
I feel like he would change his actual artist name. You know, it wouldn't be Kanye, it would be President. And anyone that spoke to him would have to refer to, like, and you're supposed to, right,
Mr. Yeah.
President? But it would be like...
It'd be Prezier or
something. Yeah. He'd change it into something.
I think the first album.
Oh, my God. If the President dropped an album,
dropped a rap album. God.
Dude. How awesome would that be?
You know you'd buy that.
So horrifying. God, we're getting there. Idiocracy is slowly becoming the reality.
Yeah.
So, great film. Go check it out if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Then take a look in the mirror and see which one you are.
So, guys, like I said, election week. You know, as far as this episode this week for the show, I had a kind of a crazy week, so I think we might be running a little low on the news stories, but I got a little bit of a filler I think we can plug in. I came across some funny would you rather quizzes that or not quizzes, questions, I guess, questionnaires that I'd like to throw your way just so we can waste some time. And I found one that's an election a political based one. So we might take a couple questions from that and just have a little fun with that. Our version of, election week, I guess.
Yeah. Nothing too serious here, people. So don't be scared.
Yeah.
Stop listening.
You know, it's going to be the most incredible quiz you've ever heard. But, guys, it's been a week since we sat down. What's going on? How are you guys doing?
Dude, I can't complain with life again. I mean, it's early November. Means deer season's right around the corner.
Yeah,
I get to go sit in the woods for hours on end, and that's one of my favorite things to do. So I'm pretty fired up. I'm feeling good this week.
Griffin, yeah, I'm just this goddamn election's almost over, so I'm pretty happy about that. I'll be much happier come Wednesday when it's finally behind us. But this has felt like it's been going on for 5 years, and I'll be really happy for it to be over.
Yeah, this is the longest election cycle I've ever. I can remember. I've only been a part of two.
I think Ted Cruz was the first person to announce that he was running for presidency, and it was literally like 2 years ago. Like,
was it 2014? Yeah. Really? Jeez.
So this election cycle has literally been going on for 2 years.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, once you become president and you want to retain your seat, you got to start.
Yeah, or if you
like
want
2 years into your presidency, you have to start.
If you want to be the president, you start attacking the current president right now.
Yep.
Which I'm sure will be coming probably, you know, January 2nd. Whoever's there. Let the impeachment trials begin.
They won't even let it. They're going to immediately start attacking once we figure out. Like, they won't even be in office
yet. It won't wait until January. Yeah,
I was going to say.
That was a stupid bit of optimism. Sorry about that.
Well, guys, I myself had a little bit of a busy week, you know, had some car troubles and stuff that I've been going through. But I ran into something that really, I want to ask you guys your thoughts on. You know what really weirds me out, man?
What's that?
Is people that go to grocery stores and bring their own bags. You know what I mean?
Some grocery stores, you have to do that.
Which ones?
Aldi's. You gotta bring your own bags to Aldi's.
What kind of store is that?
Yeah, so some of it's like an environmentally friendly thing. So yeah. You're not using so much plastic and paper.
Yeah.
And I'm cool. I was a bagger at Schnucks when I was like 16. So I know all about this shit. So I'm okay with that. If you use cloth bags, if you're using absolutely disgusting old plastic bags that you've clearly had for 10 years.
No, they're like the cloth ones.
The cloth ones?
Well, people used to do this. People used to come in with like a bag of just disgusting used plastic ones that they like have clearly had like soda spilt all over them. And they want me to fucking put their shit in these nasty bags.
I want to say this, though. For the people with those cloth bags, I'm not the biggest fan of them because a lot of people don't wash those. Like, if you got raw chicken of this bag.
That's actually what I was going to say.
You have to wash that.
That's what weirded me out was I'm standing behind this lady, and she has two bags. Like, so she doesn't get a lot of groceries, obviously. But she had, like, certain things she was asking to get wrapped in plastic bags to put in her cloth bag.
It defeats the purpose.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I'm like, what's the point here? Like, why?
There's no point.
And that reminds me of a hybrid car.
Oh, what about
How is it helping when you're using two engines instead of one engine? I never understood that. You're wasting more. Like,
yeah, I don't know about that.
They're definitely better on gas mileage.
Well, yeah, I guess you get that improvement. Yeah. But if you're buying it for like environmental reasons, like you have two engines.
I mean, it's still,
how is that
helping? I
still
actually do think it is a better for the environment. You're burning less gas.
Yeah.
It's not like the cars that you have to plug in, which are then just using, like we were just saying, off air.
Yeah.
Using another dirty power source, like coal. Yeah. But no, a hybrid doesn't. A hybrid only uses gas, but then it converts some into electricity. I don't understand it, but I know that when I used to drive my mom, sometimes I never had to fill that bitch up, and it was great.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I'm standing there behind this lady at the grocery store wondering, like, what the hell is going on? And then I'm like, why are we even using this bag? Like, that's weird. I've never done, and I don't know. I guess it's not as weird as I thought it was, but that's something that I just could never see myself doing, is bringing cloth bags to a grocery store.
See, I'm a consumer, so fine.
I will say this, though. People probably like, like Griff said, not using as much plastic and paper and stuff. When I do go to the grocery store, even if I have a decent amount of stuff, I usually always just like, hey, don't separate this shit. Throw it all in bag. Yeah. Give me two bags that I can carry in one trip. Because everyone knows there's nothing worse than having 45 grocery bags to carry in or out or whatever.
Well, because I'm only, it's going to be one trip. I'm going to find a way to wrap these all the way down my arms.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You
so
just
when
gotta
I go
make
there,
sure you have your keys out of your pocket.
First thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keys in the hand.
I'm glad everyone else does this.
Then loading up, and then the keys are in the pocket. You gotta set everything down.
Yeah, you're fucked. I will fight so hard to try to like, get to them. And you rip a bag or something. It's
you're like out of breath. You're like sore for like a day. Like, goddamn.
At me and Helly's old place in Springfield, when we had those stairs.
Imagine walking upstairs, dude.
We had like these stairs that were like 90 degrees. Yeah. And there was like 25 of them.
And the steps were actually super short, yeah. like the actual.
So trying to get up those was just the worst. I had a bag like two steps from the top. Did you just rip open on me and milk go?
I got one question. Did you guys have like laundry upstairs, or did you have to carry that up too?
No, we had laundry upstairs.
Okay, I was gonna say that would blow.
Oh, that was the worst laundry machine I've ever had.
You guys had a lot of steps.
Yeah, and there was the steepest set of stairs I've ever seen in my life.
No, thank you.
So yeah,
it was an old building.
Okay, well, not that weird, I guess.
Oh, actually, I forgot about this. Me and Grifford were talking about this last night.
Yeah, we had.
Okay, so this guy, he's talking to a bunch of girls, obviously. He's hitting on them. He's like, pulls out his phone. And he goes, yeah, here's my baby. You know, I just love him. Everything, you know, no. I thought he was talking about his kid.
Yeah.
Nope. It was his dog.
Oh.
I hate that.
We ain't cool with that.
No.
What do you mean? You're not cool with
Don't equate your dog to a child.
Oh, you mean like referring to it?
My mom is 100% fucking guilty of this shit. It's pissed me off.
I would say a lot of, you know,
like my sister's,
pet owners are like that.
My sister's dogs are my mom's grand dogs. Oh, like, no, they're not.
Yeah. I can't stand it.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
Like 100 years ago, dogs were used like a tool is used.
Yeah. And I get, like, you don't have to treat them like a tool.
Well, but yeah.
I get, like, they're kind of part of your family, but they're not a child. They're not.
Okay.
They don't equate to a human being.
Yeah.
I hear you. Like, I don't personally have any pets, but I feel like if I did, you know, there'd definitely be like, you know, obviously in some way it would be brought up in a conversation. I definitely don't think I would refer to them as a baby or like
fucking granddog.
Yeah. I don't think so. I would take it that step, but I would for sure refer to, you know, part of the crew, man. Part of the fam.
It's my homie. Yeah. It's not my son.
Now, exactly. Let me ask you this. Does it, how do you guys feel? You know, usually people are okay with it if it's like a dog, but what if it was like a cat or anything? You're saying any animal. Is there any animal?
Any animal? No.
Any animal.
You can't equate any animal to a human being.
So you.
But yeah. I believe this 100%. If a cat was big enough, it would kill you.
It would.
I hate cats.
I don't. I actually agree with you. Well, I don't know about the killing part, but well,
I think they would. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
They would attack you.
But I agree with the. I can't never have been able to do the cat thing.
Yeah. I mean, I work with a couple guys that just love cats.
Yeah.
One's got a cat tattooed on his arm. It's his business kitty.
What?
Yeah. It's a really funny tattoo, actually. It's a cat dressed up in a suit, and it's his business kitty. It's hilarious. So
on that note about the cats killing you, I mean, it happens all the time. It's probably happening somewhere in America right now where someone croaks. They have some kitties in their house, and cats run out of food. Eventually, they're going to start eating your body.
Will a dog do that?
They will do it every time if someone doesn't get you. Yeah, your cat will start eating you.
Like if you're an old cat lady,
if it runs out of food and like you die,
yeah,
and nobody comes and finds your body for a couple weeks or something, your cat's going to start eating you.
Really?
100%.
I wonder if a dog would do that.
Some of them would, I think, but some of them won't.
I don't believe it, man. They might, actually, but I just don't want to even believe
it. It's true. They give no fucks about you.
I mean, it is
That is directly why I don't, why I'm not Team Cat. Exactly why.
Yeah.
It's blatantly obvious that they don't care about anything.
You're just another thing. Like
somebody said something.
They just remind me. They're kind of arrogant. Like, you have to pick up after them, and they just don't care about you
aloof.
At all.
I would say they're very, very aloof. Okay. Yeah. They are above any of your concerns. Yeah. Don't give a fuck.
I read an article a long time ago, and the way that they put it basically was that cats refer to us, or they see us as basically like big babies.
I thought they saw us as like big cats.
Like they don't see us as like, you know, the higher species. Or
definitely
they
not.
See
we
us
not
as like big babies that they're like just, you know, like they're above us. Like, but the way that they see us is not like.
The way a dog sees us.
Right. Yeah.
I think that has to do with like dogs having a pack mentality over
100%.
Domestic cat, because there's always a leader in a dog pack. So.
Well, also, so cats like
Cesar Millan taught me that
domestic cats, domesticated cats, like we're not domesticated at all in the same way as dogs were. Like they kind of self-domesticated themselves.
That's what I thought
around people.
Yeah,
but they weren't like we didn't have to domesticate them. Whereas with dogs, you have to literally take the most tame
and then breed baby it over wolf time. And yeah,
over thousands of years, breed them. With cats, it's just like we have trash and we have rats around us. Mm-hmm. So like,
that's what they eat.
Small types like bobcats and stuff, I guess, slowly, you know, evolved into domesticated cats, but they're not. They don't care about us.
Yeah. I've never seen a mountain lion in person. Like,
well, they're big.
Besides in a zoo,
a mountain lion's like a fucking lion.
Yeah, but
a bobcat's much smaller.
Yeah, you can tell where cats came from. Too, they have the lineage.
Very similar. Like, yeah, their mannerisms, the way they toy with things and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very similar. Which big cats are fucking awesome.
Yeah. There's like, no doubt.
They're some
about
of the coolest,
dude.
Coolest animals.
Out Shout there. Out to tigers.
Yeah, don't fuck with them though, people. Like, if they bite your face off, that's on you. Dude, stay away from them.
I think I was watching Vice one day, and they had a whole thing about this dude over in
Dubai.
Dubai, yeah,
seen it. Yeah, yeah. That's like all the and in like Saudi Arabia, like mm-hmm. all the I can't think of what the Saudi princes are called, but yeah, they all have to have these damn lions, and it's crazy.
It is nuts, too.
Yeah, they're super cool. And yeah, they look like when they're your boy.
Yeah.
It looks like it's awesome until it's not your boy anymore and it bites your face off.
I'd go for a tiger.
Tiger, yeah. Tigers are prettier than lions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
They're better hunters, too.
Panther.
Oh.
Yeah. Panther. Or jaguar.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
I don't know. There's got to be a difference.
Is there a difference between panthers and jaguars?
I'm sure there is. I couldn't tell you what it is.
We need a big cat expert.
Well, I mean, isn't one just like primarily South America?
Yeah.
I think that's a panther.
That's a jaguar.
The term panther is a generic term for large cats that covers multiple things. Leopards, jaguars, and
I think it's leopards. Those are the ones.
Jaguars are actually panthers. Because they fall under that classification.
I'm guessing it is like a type of big cat that lives in a jungle environment.
Yeah, it's a big cat. Four big cats. Panther is a versatile word that can refer to different leopards, jaguars, or mountain lions.
Okay.
All right. Well,
let's get off.
Yeah.
This.
Let's get back.
We really got into the weeds on this one.
Yeah.
Let's get back. We're gonna keep it rolling here and get into some good stuff. Like I said, we're gonna go before we get to the theory and stuff. I want to hit this. Would you rather? These questions. This is what I'm getting from. I just looked up a random one. It's from the Huffington Post. There's only about five questions. Oh, we'll see how far in we get, depending on how much time we spend talking about it. But
right.
And it's not just based directly on the general election. I mean,
it's a HuffPo thing, so I already know where this is going.
It's actually not. I mean, these are
probably more agreeable towards me. Let's just say that.
No, I mean, they're just, you know, they're pretty calm.
Yeah, okay. Let's answer these.
First question. Would you rather read a speech to your college/office written by Sarah Palin, in parentheses, you cannot explain yourself to anyone afterwards after reading it.
Oh, people just have to believe that.
Or have Donald Trump write love letters to your crush.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump writing love letters for sure, dude.
I better get to read those after because those have to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she's going to think they're hilarious, right? That's the whole point. Like, he's going to say some foul shit.
I don't know if he would.
Do you think in a love letter he's really like he turns into like a super good poet and is like writing all like
I don't think he does that.
No, I know.
But I know that like I've actually heard how he's like trying to swoon his women, like a couple of his wives, like very old school fucking what's that Pretty Woman type bullshit where he like send a limo to pick them up from like a random restaurant with like full of roses. Like,
I mean,
and he's never said a word to these women. Like, that's how he got like two of his wives.
I mean, that's like being like a man like that.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing.
I'm not
the
saying
world.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a romantic side
too.
If
it's in the letters, now if it's face to face,
different story.
I think he lets his hands do talking.
Yeah, if I couldn't explain my speech afterwards, I definitely wouldn't go.
Sarah Palin would be painful. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we both you both agree. We both agree on that.
I'm going
one.
Trump.
You're going
for
Trump
sure.
love
yeah.
letters. Okay, next
that's
one.
That's one person reading some crazy shit compared to thousands of people thinking.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Okay, next one. Would you rather be the moderator at the Republican debates or moderate your family's holiday meal arguments? Now, we're late on this because we've already seen those. So we kind of know.
Definitely the Republican debate.
Just because those that would be hilarious. Easier
and you don't have anybody's interests in mind.
You have to deal with the family.
Yeah, I don't care if I hurt these people's feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hurt my family's feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
watching Jeb Bush just get torn apart by Trump was hilarious.
Yeah, that was seeing that in person. Awesome. Yeah. God, I hated Jeb Bush.
Low energy. Low energy.
Low energy.
Okay. Low energy, Jeb.
2 for 2 on the agreements with you guys. Okay, I like it. Next one. Would you rather always be as tired as Ben Carson, or always be as grumpy as Bernie Sanders?
Well, Nick, see, Ben's not that grumpy. He's not always tired, and you know he's not. This is the way he talks. So, yeah. Definitely going Ben Carson. I can't stand Bernie just yelling.
Yeah, I'm going with Bernie.
You're going with Bernie? Yeah,
I'm pretty grumpy all the time anyway.
Okay.
You feeling the burn, man? Yeah.
We got a little anything to support?
We both went home to our parties on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt on that.
You know, I feel like, you know, Ben, the way he presents himself and that, I just feel like that guy doesn't have any fun. You know, I just feel like he really is maybe not tired, but he's just kind of lame.
He's so
Bernie,
weird.
I feel like he'll go out and have a beer.
Ben Carson's so fucking weird.
He might yell at
someone. That's just where I stand on Ben Carson.
I think his idea of fun is learning. So
okay, well that that could be true.
The things he learns are so, I don't know.
He's a neurosurgeon.
I'm not saying he's not smart in his field. He's one of the top respected neuro fucking surgeons are. But that one debate when he just stopped and didn't come out. Do you remember this? And they announced him and he just stopped and like didn't know what to do. Let every other candidate walk past him, and people stopped and, like. You coming, Ben?
Yeah.
You're going to come on out?
Like, super Ben's, awkward.
No, I'm going to stay.
Even the primary debates. Yeah. You got one party arguing, no, I got an F on from the NRA. I'm better at hating guns.
Yep.
And you got the other side, my hands are huge. Don't worry about it.
I'm literally talking about his penis size.
Yeah.
In a presidential debate.
Yeah, so. It was just... Yeah, this has been the weirdest cycle ever.
It has been. And I feel like people obviously say that every time. It is fucking true this time.
Yeah, Like, what do you call it? What was the big controversy Mitt Romney had? Binders full of women has nothing on this one.
Or yeah.
His was leaving his dog on
his
the top
was the 47% thing or whatever.
Oh, the 47%.
That would be so tame. In this election. So,
that would just be par for the course in this election. Oh, yeah. Like, really?
Wait. He left his dog on the top of his car?
Yeah.
<It's> fucking asshole.
There's a big controversy around it.
That's really funny, actually. Okay, you guys agreed on two of them, right? And then this last one, different sides.
Yeah.
So that was basically it for the political side. I think what we're going to do now is we'll jump into the theory of the week, and then after that we'll do the weekly stories that we come across. And then maybe if we need a filler or need some time to catch up, I got another would you rather non-political, just random things that I think we might be able to throw in there. So, without further ado, Griff, I think we all know what time that is.
All right, so what if I was to tell you that the fucking Illuminati's plaything, one of their most powerful instruments, has basically been in our backyard for our entire lives?
Do you mean when a plaything, do you mean like an actual object that play with?
I mean a tool.
A tool,
Something they use to... The St. Louis Arch, the Gateway Arch... You always just thought it was some beautiful, aesthetic, good-looking monument.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-oh.
No, you were wrong.
Uh-oh.
In fact, we have a weather control device right here in our hometown.
Whoa.
Tear it down.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't you
no,
ever
no.
say that.
Yeah.
No, it'll stand.
Not responsible for anything that happens.
So there are some evidence that... storms tend to split around the city of St. Louis and they're heading, you know, from west to east. Mm-hmm. They'll approach St. Louis, and they will split in two and go around the city. And then they will converge again over, like, Indiana and Illinois. The idea is basically that the St. Louis Arch emits a giant ionic pulse, which what the fuck that means, I don't know.
Okay, next. That was going to be the next question.
I think it's some type of, like, electromagnetic shit sending out into the, the atmosphere.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it splits these storms away from us. Now, you may wonder, why does it still rain in St. Louis?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because we get a lot of storms.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they have to let it rain sometimes. Otherwise, some eyebrows might be raised.
Yeah, we're talking droughts in the middle of farmlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would suck.
Also, they apparently cannot use it during the daytime because there are people in the arch. And I guess it's dangerous.
It'll, like, cook them like a microwave?
Yeah. Something like that. The ionic wave is not good for your body. Oh, it's not a good thing. But, yeah. So the real question about this, though, guys, is, where did this technology come from? As this, some will say, you can find a nice episode of Ancient Aliens out there where they talk about this. Probably want to punch yourself in the head. But so it might be some ancient alien type technology that the U.S. government has, you know, discovered and reverse designed or whatever. Or more, this is a satanic technology.
Oh no.
Well, and the proof is in the pudding, guys. So, St. Louis Arch is 636 feet tall, and it goes 30 feet down into the ground. I don't know if you guys are math whizzes here.
I'm definitely not.
But that is 666 feet.
Whoa.
So, there.
Dude.
Key's face.
Dude.
Key's face.
Man.
Mind blown.
If they redo the arch grounds and, like, there's, like, some kind of altar.
It's a giant pentagram underneath of it or something.
I'm leaving.
You know,
dude, if there's, like, some kind of altar under the arch, I'm gone.
There is.
That would be the crazy. That would
be right by that Lewis and Clark fucking thing that's set up down there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Actually, is that where they do the sacrifices?
I believe so.
Oh, We need a camera crew down there immediately.
Some people believe it was, the ancient people believe it was actually. It only works in, like, this area. And the Cahokia Mounds at some point might have been a similar thing.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, the Cahokia Mounds,
they were either in contact with aliens or were, you know, a satanic tribe of Native Americans who were controlling weather using a satanic technology, which that sounds strange.
Now, give a super quick explanation of what Cahokia Mounds is for anybody that doesn't know what that means.
Do you want a real world explanation?
Yeah. Just what it is.
It's a burial site, burial site for
huge.
They built massive, I mean, absolutely monstrous mounds for to bury the people of high status in the tribe.
Yeah.
Right. So many questions for you, Griff.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Number one, let's go down the road real quick of the satanic theory here. Does the actual figure, the arch, does that mean anything? Is that a symbol for something?
I was wondering that myself. I always wonder what was behind the design of the arch, because it's beautiful, but it's...
What's the gateway?
Yeah.
Is it a gateway to hell?
Gateway to the west, right?
Yeah, I understand that, but why choose an arch?
Well, I guess, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're going to walk through something,
it's
I guess an arch is a nice...
That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If you walk under the arch, you get the devil's blessing. I don't know.
See, I think it's a stargate.
There are those... In doing a little bit of research for this, you will find some people who believe the arch is, in fact, a giant portal.
That would be awesome. Also,
I mean, that's what it reminds me of.
It does have that look to it.
Yeah.
Is it the...
Neat as hell.
The material that emits this ionic pulse or whatever?
It's hard to say.
Does it just... Do we have a device built into it that
This is just the beginning of the questions.
A piece of evidence, I don't know the exact science behind this that I'm sure exists, but I will give you a piece of background information that says second guy in charge of constructing it has come out and claiming that it's a weather control device.
Wow.
He's also like 98 years old and probably out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, brainwashed by the government or something.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep.
Well, you know, okay, also here's the other thing.
Scary, man.
What, if it is, what is the benefit of splitting storms and stuff? Like, just so we don't have storms?
Mass destruction. I don't know.
We rarely get like tornadoes and stuff here, you know, like things that literally. Oh, like,
but why are they trying to save St. Louis? Actually, we do get tornadoes here. Not in like downtown.
Exactly. Yeah, but not like, and it's not like.
Sunset Hills just got ravaged.
I mean, it's not a common thing though. It's not
in
like.
The last couple of years, we've had like two within the county that's done a decent amount of damage.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well,
they happen here.
Yeah.
You just, they're not as bad as, like, say, a Joplin or...
Yeah, which those were truly, you know, some of the worst in history.
Like, devastated the entire town. There, destroyed it.
Down in Alabama when it hit there. It
was really
bad. I'm trying to come up with a bullshit reason why they would cut storms in half. I don't have one.
Isn't St. Louis home to a pretty large, like, power grid hub?
Sure.
Well, I think it is. Okay. Like, because we're in the middle of the country, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
It could just be, you know, they're still working out this technology, and here's their experimenting. And they maybe want... Of course, if it's the government, they're planning on weaponizing it, of course. It is what they do.
Right.
Man. Well, I would think they wanted to somehow control the people.
Cool. Well, I guess you can control people with weather.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't want, I think that's the government's ultimate goal.
If you want us all inside because you're doing something sketchy in the skies,
mm-hmm.
make it rain.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It'll work.
Yeah.
You got a point, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Who would have known? And especially us right now, we're...
Step outside and look at this bitch.
20 blocks away from the arch. Yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit more than that. But
not very far.
About a 3-minute drive.
Yeah.
From where we are right now. Yeah. Crazy. That thing could be... emitting
an ionic pulse.
Pulses right now.
Protecting us from thunderstorms.
Whoa.
Hey, I'll take it.
Okay, but I'm going to say this, though. Keith, I'm going to kind of go down what you were saying about how they are going to redo the arch grounds and stuff that is happening. With the construction, if something was discovered, satanic-like.
Yeah.
You don't think that would be awesome? Not awesome, that's a bad word, but like crazy. Like, that would be crazy, right?
It'd be
like,
nuts. Yeah, it would obviously be like the craziest thing ever. But like, I don't know. It's just...
Like, whoever was in charge was actually just secretly a Satanist. And no one knew, and they just built this giant thing like that.
I think that's likely.
See, my,
that would be crazy.
My idea of... I can't stand, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be thrown in my face with satanic stuff because I just think it's the creepiest shit ever.
It is. That's one of that. Like, that's why I would.
It scares the living shit out of me.
Yeah, I said it would be awesome. I meant, like, very interesting. Oh, yeah. Not awesome. Mm-hmm. I am not pro Satanist at all. But yeah, that.
It'd be super interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing fascinates me. Because it's just so crazy to me. Like the cult
rituals.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well,
the occult.
The Church of Satan or whatever, which is actually a pretty big
thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
They kind of crack me up. Because, okay, first of all, they don't actually worship Satan. They're like basically just non-religious.
Yeah. They're just like their own church, basically.
But
That's what I never get about.
And every like state capital throughout the country, when they'll put up like a religious statue... The Church of Satan will come right along and like make a big fuss trying to put up a satanic statue there. In a few places throughout this country, they've had to put up satanic statues.
Oh my God.
Because the Church of Satan made such a fuss.
Dude.
And that's kind of hilarious.
I don't know. I was, I stumbled across a video the other day of like this lady doing a satanic ritual. and it freaked me out. Like, she had blood and was like painting with
yeah if you're gonna go super dark with this shit blood it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah,
I mean, you always hear the
like, well, anything on the surface is squeaky clean.
Well, you could but... be like the guy from Silicon Valley, or what's the show?
He's
a Satanist.
Yeah,
one of the coders.
You
watch that show?
Oh, Guilfoyle.
Yeah, Guilfoyle. Yeah, Guilfoyle. Yeah, but he's just like super chill. Doesn't.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
That's what they want you to think.
That dude cracks me up.
Yeah, Guilfoyle's great.
Yeah, man, crazy, right? Any last thoughts on the theory before we move on here?
Don't worship Satan.
Hot take.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with the belief that the arch was built as a huge monument just to show that St. Louis is a cool place, basically. And we do...
can't wait to the West.
Yeah, like, you just come through. But I'm not... I'm open to other thoughts like Grips. It's very interesting to me.
You gotta wonder. Satanic weather rod.
A lot of monuments are really interesting to me.
Now, when you put it like that, though, I'm gonna stick to that it's just a cool monument.
Like what's in Seattle? Satanic
Brother Rudd.
Space Needle.
Space Needle. I think the other series that's similar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Similar ideas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, think about it, man. That's the West Coast. They got the Midwest one.
You think it's like a grid?
And then like, oh yeah, for sure. And then well, like, I will Washington say, Monument in D.C.
The Denver Airport.
Denver Airport.
Fucking now, Denver Airport.
We will get into. Doing this across the shows, eventually we will get into these places.
Denver Airport's got to
like
come
the
up
Denver eventually. Airport. We'll have to do that soon.
I don't know how we've ignored that conspiracy this long, actually.
So we will get into these things, and eventually, who knows? Maybe we'll come to realize that it is a grid or some kind of layout.
Yeah,
woo.
The Eiffel Tower.
Oh, you're thinking this goes worldwide?
It's got it.
Ancient aliens,
dude. The lizard people are fucking everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. The Illuminati stretch does go far.
It's a global conspiracy.
Well,
but then it makes me wonder, like places like North Korea. Like, is there Illuminati in North Korea?
Or is Kim Jong-un just like a genius who has managed to fight off the Illuminati?
I wouldn't go that far.
I really don't want to go that far. Yeah. He's a horrible person. Disclaimer.
Yeah, you know, that would be a really weird take, though.
Yeah.
That would be that's a really weird way to think about it.
Yeah, if you tried to look at it from his lens point, make him the hero of the story.
Dude, you need to write propaganda for North Korea.
Fuck. I'll let Dennis Rodman do that.
Yeah, right.
Basketball.
Well, guys, let's move on here. Good stuff with that, Griff. I'm going to kind of keep it, we'll move on to the weekly weirdness now. I kind of want to keep it a little bit of theory-like as we move into this. You know, you guys know I love one of my favorite, you know, if we're going to talk about classic theories, you know, I love the Squatch Man. You know, I love the Bigfoot stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys hear about this college in New Mexico that did the guy?
Yeah.
All right, check this out, man.
He got like a $2 million grant or
something? No. It's actually, okay, so the University of New Mexico's Gallup campus. They're in trouble for spending the taxpayers' money on a Bigfoot expedition. In February, held a two-day Bigfoot conference that cost the taxpayers more than $7,000. And he's really, this is an old article, he got in a lot of trouble for this.
I would imagine, yeah.
He claims it's the largest and most well-attended event in the history of the campus, but I'm pretty sure it was only like five people, so I'm not sure. He paid for the advertising, meals for guest speakers, he's paid for the air, paid for everything, and on top of that, even paid these guys that he flew in to do, they were Bigfoot experts, paid them $1,000 to speak on Bigfoot, which is a nice little gig for them. That's
dude. I was gonna say, Dugan, you need to quit your day job.
I'm telling you,
just start running. These guys got a free dude.
They got made $1,000 in 2 days. Not bad. Wow. And on top, got everything was paid for.
That's why I always question motivational speakers.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Right. I mean. Yeah. I mean.
I always question.
I'm there, right there with you.
Oh yeah. I don't trust those fuckers.
So here's the thing. What they did was they went into the New Mexico deserts.
Oh, God.
Which is a very non-squatchy place.
I was going to say, that doesn't seem very squatchy.
Right. This whole thing just doesn't seem legit at all.
This reeks of a waste.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed. Here's the other thing too, though. Tax money.
Yeah.
No students or faculty was there. It was literally just him and these guys that he flew in. So it kind of sounds like the guy just wanted to do a cool personal Bigfoot
expedition. Yeah. Yeah.
He claims that he's an avid Squatch searcher on his own free time. He claims that he has a couple pieces of hair, Squatch hair. That
oh, yeah?
He, I guess he collects. I don't know. He's a weirdo or something. I don't know. But, yeah, the president of this New Mexico college was not aware that this was happening. So he basically gave a quote and was like, yeah, this is not going to happen again, and it shouldn't have happened.
How does it happen?
Exactly. That was what I was going to ask.
That's a very good question.
I was just going to ask. Now, the taxpayers are pretty upset.
I would be.
Yeah. It's the most they've spent on like a campus-related event ever, and it was just for like for a Bigfoot. You know, like it's just like, what is this guy thinking? What's this guy thinking?
I don't blame anybody higher up. You let this happen. Like,
I just feel like I'm pretty sure that
I can't blame the president for this.
No,
somebody like directly above him needs to be blamed for this. You know,
it sounds like this guy just did it on his own.
Yeah, and didn't. Who knows, man?
What I'm saying is I'm pretty sure he could have like hired the entire cast and crew of Finding Bigfoot show on Travel Channel for less than what he paid these four guys or whatever they were.
It was probably the same people. I think there's only four experts on Bigfoots in the world.
You're forgetting Joe Helly.
Oh, yeah. Helly. Yeah. I'll have to talk to him. Maybe he was out there. Maybe he got called up on the expedition.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
All I know is if you tell Bobo from that show, Finding Bigfoot, if you tell Bobo that there's a 2-day conference that he, don't even tell him that he's going to get paid, to say, we'll give you a free breakfast,
yeah,
breakfast, lunch, and dinner, he's there. So it probably was him. But yeah, kind of crazy. I just saw that article. I'm like, what is this guy thinking, man?
Yeah.
But I guess he got away with it. So whatever, man. Hey, you know what? Shout out to you, dude. Whoever set that up. Cause you got your own 2-day expedition that didn't come up with any results, by the way. They didn't find anything.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
In the desert.
Oh.
But shout out to you. Cause I'm sure you had a great 2 days and shout out to you that you pulled that off. What about you guys? You guys got any good stuff over there?
Yeah, I got a story. It's kind of a disturbing story.
Oh.
It's about the guy locking his girlfriend or a girl, I don't know what their relation was, in a storage container.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know how long she was in there, but could you imagine?
No.
Like, that is so disturbing, right?
Like, we need some more context.
Oh, the background.
Okay.
I need a time spent. I need a location.
I want to know the motive. Like, why was he doing this?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just watched this Lifetime movie the other day. I was telling you guys about this last night, but about a true story about the guy that kidnapped a hitchhiker in the 70s and locked her in a wooden box that he kept under his bed for 7 years.
Oh, my fucking God.
And it's a true story. I was reading the article as I was watching the Lifetime movie, and I know Lifetime movie, but hey, this one was... Dude, was pretty interesting because it was such a crazy story that it's like I couldn't turn away. I was just like, eventually got to the point where they let her out of the box but turned her into like the family slave. Yeah. And she was so brainwashed by that point that she wouldn't even attempt to run away or
anything.
7 years
in a fucking box.
Crazy, man, right?
That is crazy. Like literal hell.
That's literally.
Fuck.
Locked in a box?
Yeah.
For 7 years. He kept her in a box.
A coffin-like box that he kept under their waterbed. That's what the thing says.
This is like his own personal doll?
Well, it was a family. It was a slave. He turned her into a family slave. She like did everything. Cooked all the meals. Babysat the kids. They had like a legit family. And she was just there. Part of it.
Oh my God.
That's one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard.
There is no punishment adequate.
Yeah, and it even got to the point where death. I was telling you...
Death isn't adequate, though.
Well, she was so brainwashed.
Like, you can only kill somebody once. You can't... Yeah.
Death is such an easy way out for that son of a bitch.
Yeah, it is.
He deserves more than that.
I believe he's currently... He was sentenced to like 150 years or something.
That's one of those things where
you need
to like...
You want to lock him in a box for...
Well, you need to lock all of them up, besides the kids, I guess.
They actually let the wife... The wife was a part of it, but they actually let her completely go... on a plea deal because she
confessed to it,
to everything. Yeah, and so she actually is. I mean, a free
there
person.
Better have been some crazy. Yeah, I mean, she,
her reputation's ruined for the rest of her life. But
we don't know what he did to her, right?
Yeah,
but he probably mentally terrorized and physically terrorized her for years.
Right. I feel bad for these kids, man.
Insane, right? Can you imagine that? Yeah, you just living with somebody that you just like.
That really fucks me. Like that's one of the most fucked up things I've heard in a long time.
I know. I'm sorry that we're getting really dark here. Keith brought
it. I can't imagine.
Keith brought up the dark side of the show. But yes, I didn't mean to step on you, Keith. What you got fine. Over there? Man, people do some crazy things. This guy just was locking people in a store,
a shipping container.
Okay.
Yeah, like you'd see on like.
But aren't they? Those are in like lots that are like hundreds of them. Pier.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How do you not? How did she had to be like yelling or?
Dude,
it was probably some rural area. Well, I'm trying to get this story.
You hear about like sex slavery rings smuggling people in those things.
True.
I think they soundproof them or they fucking.
This is in
true.
Chesney, South Carolina.
Oh.
For 13 years.
What?
No, it wasn't 13 years.
Oh my fucking God.
They've been dealing with like what they suspect it was a serial killer, and they think it's this guy. So. Yeah.
So multiple. We're not talking. We're the story we're talking about one person, but more than likely, there have been many others.
Shit to other people.
God, that.
Yeah.
You know what's terrifying? That somebody out there lives that life. That just goes around and kidnapping people.
It's horrifying that there are legitimate sociopaths, legitimate psychopaths out there.
It's crazy to think about.
It's
murder
crazy
you in a hideous way and not think twice about it, not feel bad about
you know,
it.
And it could be that guy that just walked past you when you got out of your car.
They're generally really good at insane. Like,
I watched 60 Minutes on this, and there was a professor doing a bunch of studies on the sociopathic brain.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out he was looking at his own brain.
He was a sociopath.
He had a sociopathic brain.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that.
And it's not like a terrible thing. Majority of people are sociopathic.
No, majority of people are not sociopathic, but they exist. And the majority of people who are sociopathic are not violent.
I thought it's a lot more people than you think.
I have seen that. It is probably more people than you think.
Yeah.
And I've seen things also that, like, you know, a lot of like top dogs in like the corporate world and stuff.
Oh yeah,
will fit the mold of sociopaths.
Mm. And he was saying though that's when the argument of nature versus nurture.
Yep. And so he had a good upbringing.
I got you.
Yeah.
And so he's not a monster, you know.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, so if you have that nature and you have a fucked up upbringing, that's where you get the psychopaths from.
Yeah.
Got you.
That's like when a dictator sees a challenge in power, he immediately kills them.
Yeah.
That's the far end of the spectrum.
I see. Yeah.
You were brought up, and so you're beaten, abused as a child. Now you are going to have a big inclination towards violence.
Yeah.
And you're not going to think twice about doing it. You know, it's going to, the way I've heard about it is, you know, a sociopath, psychopath thinks about, you know, rape and murder the same way the normal person thinks about, like, bacon and eggs, you know, just with no emotion towards these
crazy
things.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's dark.
Just zero consequences.
No emotion tied towards these ideas.
I could definitely see that being.
Although I have some emotion tied towards bacon and eggs. So I don't know.
Same here.
I don't know if that fits 100%.
But it doesn't surprise me that somebody in a corporate world would have that kind of mindset.
They think CEOs.
Because I mean, when it comes to money, you can't have emotion.
Being heartless is definitely a strength.
The money doesn't have emotions, neither should you.
Yeah, it's just numbers.
I could totally see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, crazy. Well,
yeah, I've seen that thing.
I could not figure out how long she was in this container.
All right, well, we'll have to do some further research on that, but still, crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about that shit. Griff, you got anything that can lighten the mood a little bit?
Yeah, I got a Florida story. That's
you got a Florida? All right, let's get into that.
I don't know if this is really gonna lighten the mood.
We are going to.
It's what?
Super
I'm not
dark?
Totally sure if this is gonna lighten the mood. This one might be kind of dark too.
Oh, damn. Okay.
This has been the darkest episode yet.
Yeah, no. we're in between Halloween and the worst election of all time. It's a dark mood.
Really depressing right now.
All right, a Florida man at a ranch. His name was Kevin Hall. He was 36 years old. He was a vacationing guest at a ranch outside Denver, Colorado, but he's originally from Florida.
He's a Floridian.
Wonder if he flew into the airport.
Oh, that's a good question. Some
maybe it triggered something.
Yeah.
So anyway, after his first day on a guided horseback ride, he retired early to his cabin when most people did like a bonfire dinner thing. Anyway, in the early hours of the next morning, the ranch owner heard some noise coming from the stables.
Oh God, no, no. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down
here's
this
a,
no.
Here's a quote from the ranch owner.
I'm not listening.
God damn it. There was a lot of noise. I feared a wild animal had broken in and was attacking the horses.
Oh, no.
Mike told the Denver Inquirer. I rushed out into the darkness to see what was going on. Mm. And that's ominous. The ranch owner wasn't prepared for the scene in the stables.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I wonder if he liked the carrots.
So he walked into the stables and Hall, our Florida man, was caught with his pants down.
Oh, no.
Giving or receiving?
I think giving. engaging in bestiality with the same horse he rode during that day.
Oh, no.
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 Yes. No.
So the ranch owner, as any responsible ranch owner did, said, "Yeah, get out of there, put your pants on." He said, "Get out of there, too," which could have a couple meanings.
Oh, my God.
And
that's how centaurs are made.
That's exactly how they're made. And if you're a Harry Potter fan, you can't be judgmental about this stuff. This is how your shit's made.
That's bad, man.
So he asked him, you know, "What the fuck are you doing?" The guy looked him in the eye and said, "I couldn't help it. She seduced me when I was riding her today. I just had to have her."
I don't even know what to say.
I don't. I really, you know, response. Like how we went down the path of incest a couple times. Yeah. Can we not go down this path?
Bestiality path.
What kind of sense do you get for bestiality?
It should be death.
In Colorado, bestiality is considered. Oh, this is disappointing. In Colorado, bestiality is considered a class one misdemeanor.
Oh,
for first time offenders.
Denver, what are you doing?
I mean, I guess. Like
no,
don't even Denver.
No, just
Denver. Is this why this guy flew out to Denver? Did he know? I mean, was this
the worst? Really eyeing him up on
the worst
internet,
thing
you know?
That he's going to have to
get
do
in trouble.
Daisy
is a court ordered treatment program.
Oh,
this is a slap on the wrist. This guy was fucking a horse.
How mad would you be if you were that stable owner, dude?
Pretty
I would have beat the.
I would have beat the brakes off the dude. No. And then I don't know if I could keep that horse.
Exactly. That horse is mental. Yeah. No.
I don't think I could live.
That poor horse is probably mentally broken right now.
Yeah. I don't care about the horse's mindset. I don't think.
I feel for it, but.
It understands what happened, but this isn't this guy's first running.
Nope. He had been busted for bestiality with another horse 2 years earlier.
Dear God. You got to do a quick
And you know he's been fucking horses left and right in that 2 year period.
Yeah.
He's just been caught twice.
Like, man, if you're going to give a guided tour, man, I feel like just like a quick Google search, you know, you got to just check it out.
Oh, yeah. This guy fucks horses. You know, no ride for you.
Yeah. Like, you can't ride my horses. Oh. What's his name, Mike?
His name was.
Mike Cole.
It is Kevin Hall.
Kevin Hall.
Kevin Hall, man.
You are a dirty son of a
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, dude. You got a slap on the wrist for this.
Can you get STDs from...
I don't know.
From, like, horses?
Probably.
Yeah, everyone always used to... The nonsense that AIDS originally comes from monkeys.
That was dumb.
Yeah, it's most likely someone stepped on, like, monkey shit with an open cut on their foot.
There's for... Oh, animals for sure do that. I mean, isn't one of the things was koala bears or, like, can get high chance of chlamydia or something.
There's definitely a ton.
Like, there's for sure.
Really?
Like that.
Definitely, there's tons of diseases that cross.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole fear of the bird flu, right?
Right. But, man, you know what? Kevin, I think that was his name.
Kevin Hall.
Kevin Hall.
The ABC Pod is not a fan of you, man.
No, we don't like you at all.
I don't. If anybody's participating in bestiality, I really don't
just
want you to listen
it.
To this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I really do not want you to listen to this
show. We really can't be that picky about our listeners, but...
I feel like we can get pretty picky with this one.
Well,
I guess it's not that big of a cross-section of the population. That's I would hope not.
I would hope not. Yeah.
Well, let's move on. I got a really quick hitter. That's going to be my last story. Should lighten the mood a little bit. You know how we always talk about how these criminals, we our whole basis of the show is dumb people doing dumb things, right?
Yeah.
Dumb criminals. Classic dumb criminal right here that I'm about to tell you. 29-year-old, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right or wrong, but Kana Greer? Sorry if you're listening to this, Kana, or however you say your name. She was trying on some handcuffs. Her friend had some handcuffs.
Who doesn't have handcuffs?
Right. Well, she obviously locked herself into the handcuffs, and then her friend was like, you know, I don't have the keys, you know, obviously. So she calls the cops to unlock the – got to get the
thing. Yeah.
And, of course, she has
– a warrant.
Yes. Now, come on, man. I don't even know how else to say it.
I was going to say, because couldn't you just go to a locksmith?
I don't know if I would call the cops. I probably could figure some way, right? Or no? Is there no way to?
You would imagine.
I feel like you could try and. What I would probably end up doing personally is I'd probably end up spending all night trying to like pick it or something. You know, like pick the lock or something.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it probably wouldn't work, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was like a last resort thing. Maybe she tried a million things and then she was like, "Screw it, I'm just gonna have to get arrested."
But yeah.
How stupid, man! How stupid.
Yeah, that's really dumb.
Apparently, according to this article, this is not like a warrant for
like
an unpaid ticket or something.
Yeah, failure to pay.
Apparently, according to this, it is an arrest warrant for for robbery.
Oh God!
Wow.
That's something you obviously know you have a warrant for. I would imagine.
Yeah, you would think, but
this all happened in Sacramento, and it says the last thing it says is that they had to transport her to the fire station to take off the handcuffs before taking to the jail, which I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That doesn't make any sense. But so yeah, guys, criminals, listen, man, something like this, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But come on, man.
I would
know that you got away from a robbery. I'm pretty sure if you got away from a robbery, just know that you have an arrest warrant, right? Ugh.
Well, what I don't get about criminals is you think you got away with it. That's it. Like you can still be picked up anytime for this robbery. Like
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And at least like 10 years probably. 10-year statute of limitations.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just going to go away.
Exactly. Right. It's not going away. So I would, if I was a criminal, I'd live my every day like a fugitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
it'd be the worst. Seriously, it'd suck.
Yeah.
I have too many anxiety problems for that type of lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. It would, you'd have to change. I feel like it would change everything that you do in every way. But not to her. She seemed pretty comfortable to me.
Dumb.
That's why criminals are stupid people.
Yeah.
They're not worried.
I just wanted to tell a classic dumb criminal story.
Yeah.
Either of you guys got anything else?
I do, actually. So this is Florida, but it just reminds me a lot. I don't know if we have any Shameless fans out there.
Okay.
Show Shameless, but this is straight out of a storyline from Shameless.
Oh, then it's got to be crazy because that show's ridiculous.
Florida man buries mother in backyard to keep collecting her retirement money.
That sounds like a Shameless dude.
This happened in Shameless.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
And like the first season, he buried I think his mother or grandmother to keep getting her Social Security checks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so this really happened in Florida.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's... wonder if she's going to vote.
Let's not.
Just, man, you know what really irks me, man, is just blatant disrespect.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
And you don't to disrespect mother. Your mom, man, like, that, it's just like, I don't care if she's dead or not, dude.
Just
maybe she was a horrible bitch.
Could have been.
Same. If she was a horrible bitch, then you used to,
Still.
Beat him with fucking wire hangers.
Still, though. Okay, yeah, I guess we don't always know, but man, for me, an outsider looking in, the disrespect level.
It doesn't look good. Yeah. I don't condone this type of behavior.
No. Yeah. Just to collect her social security?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It can't be that much.
or her retirement money.
Okay. Well, that could be a decent amount.
Yeah, it depends. But
Keith, what about you?
I don't know. You're a shit bum guy.
Shit bum.
This guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If not, we can hit up a couple questions before we get out of here.
Obviously shitty. I don't have anything else.
Okay, well, we'll go do these questions, and, you know, if we decide that the episode's way too long or something, I can always just take them out. But with that, I think safe to say that we can, you guys want to answer a couple of these random would you rather questions before we get out of here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, dude, I got to add something.
Okay.
To what I was just saying.
Yeah, Griff.
And now I'm getting this from the comment section on Reddit, but sounds like this could be a real Florida thing. Surprisingly, it is not illegal in the state of Florida to bury someone on your property.
Well, I don't think it should be.
So long as you disclose the location of the corpse upon the sale of said property.
Yeah, I mean, if you notify that she's buried there, then you're good.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Weird. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, that is weird. Interesting.
Sure, it's legal in Missouri.
You think?
Like, yeah, maybe if you live out in the country, you know, you're digging on your property.
But that's different. I think if you live in, let's say, like, Crestwood.
Yeah, it can't be in the city.
You got
there's
a little
no
backyard.
Way. Yeah, it's probably not in the city.
There's probably too much human interaction just also, to be standing on
maybe
top
it's just
of
like
a dead corpse.
Also yeah. In Florida, like, if you like...
Maybe it's a county thing.
You dig
like
a hole
you go
in Florida,
by.
Right? It's going to be filled with water by the time you get 6 feet deep yeah. most of the time.
Yeah, don't so. They usually... Mausoleums?
That's why, yeah, like down in...
New Orleans.
New Orleans, you see the mausoleums. It's a lot in, like, southern Florida the same, I think.
Yeah, because you can't...
Yeah, you can't bury them. You have a pond if you dig up a hole.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Let's get into a couple of these questions. Okay, guys. Would you rather smell like poop and not know it, or constantly be smelling poop that nobody else can smell?
Mm.
Wait, hold on. Sorry.
I don't want to smell like shit, I'll constantly smell the poop.
Hit me with that again. I'm sorry.
But you wouldn't know it if you smelled like poop, though. Everyone else would.
Oh, would you?
That's fine. I don't want my reputation to be.
I got
shit.
I got. So, it's, would you rather smell shit all the time, or would you rather smell like shit all the time?
Yeah, and smell like poop and not know it, or constantly be smelling poop.
Yeah,
I
think I'd rather. I'm with Keith. I'd rather be smelling it. I think you at some point you'll get used to it.
That's good. That's very.
You guys are
taking the not selfish.
Hey, we care about. People.
I would put the burden on myself for sure.
This has been evidence that was evidence. Keith is not a sociopath.
It's very. Yeah. Oh. Right. Yes.
We have one positive check for him.
You've moved down
like 12 episodes deep. We got one.
Thanks, guys.
One positive.
You've
more
moved down than one notch.
Threat levels at yellow now.
Yeah, it's still higher than that.
Would you rather have taste buds on your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Well, I don't.
Either way, I'm tasting shit, right?
Yeah, I don't shove things on my ass, so I don't.
No, you wouldn't be tasting.
But you would taste.
Would
yeah,
you like?
You
eat
would taste
through
your
shit.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, you would eat through your. Butt,
no, you wouldn't.
Right?
No, you wouldn't. You'd just be tasting your shit as you shit. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you also shit through your mouth, same thing. But people can see that more. I'm gonna go with my butt.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
right.
I don't want to shit out of my mouth.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Would my breath will be real bad.
Would you rather? Okay, breath would be really bad. Would you always have to say everything on your mind? You have to say it, or never be able to speak again. This is kind of obvious.
I'll say everything that's on my mind.
Yeah, I would say so.
I'd
never speak again.
I
really?
Do that anyway.
You would go that route of mute. You would go mute.
Yeah.
He is thinking some dark shit because he's a sociopath.
No.
Yeah, now I back
think,
up.
Yep. I think some weird shit, but I don't want to like hurt other people's feelings all the time.
That's true.
You know, I would put the burden on myself again and I would just stay mute.
Yeah.
Because I don't want like, because in an instant, if you're being like a complete asshole to me and I just say, I want to fucking kill you, Grifford.
You might get killed.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like, so technically, according to this, you have to say it.
Yeah, so yeah. I'd just stay mute.
I'd say what's on my mind, I guess.
I think I would too, Griff.
I would probably lose a lot of friends, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Would you rather eat a bowl of vomit or lick a hobo's foot?
I'll lick the foot.
Oh, that's tough, dude.
Is it my own vomit?
I don't deal with...
random vomit.
Oh,
I'm licking the hobo's foot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's no. quick. Those are both quick answers right there.
Well, dude, no, if, even have thought. You ever had like
if it was my little, own vomit, like, it would be a toss up.
Have you ever had like the reflux little taste?
Oh yeah.
Oh dude,
that's bad.
There's no way.
The vomit burp.
Yeah. There's no way, dude.
I really don't like that question.
Like, just a quick lick. Like, I hate feet.
But what if you did really the thing where feet. You close your nose and kind of just, let's say it was kind of, you know, it's watery-ish. Like, cause it's liquid,
I know what it is.
And then you just chug it real quick.
I can't do it.
Chug it like a...
If I lick a homeless foot, it's just going to be a quick lick and it's game over. If I do a whole bowl of vomit, that's a thing, man.
That's going to take a while.
Yeah, no. Can't do the vomit.
All right. Let's see. Like that one. Okay. Would you rather have the hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel like you have to sneeze but not able to? We all know that feeling. So would you rather have hiccups like that one girl we talked about way back in the previous episodes, not as often as her, like every once in a while?
Yeah.
Or always have to have that feeling of almost sneezing?
I'll take the always having the feeling of sneezing.
I'm with really? Keith. I'm with Keith.
On no that. Way. I'm totally against you guys on that.
We'll
one.
See.
Really?
Yeah, because you know your eyes start watering if it gets bad, and you're like you really can't do anything, and you're making weird faces, and you're like looking around.
You get used to it.
The hiccups are just like a.
You get used to it. Yeah, except for you're going to be having muscle spasms all the time while you're hiccuping.
Yeah.
You're going to be sore.
Okay, that's
sounds like a terrible life.
Yep.
Constant hiccups.
I fucking hate hiccups.
Yeah.
Would you rather only be able to listen to Nickelback songs or reread all 56 pages of iTunes terms and conditions every day for the rest of your life?
Every day?
Every day?
Every day. This is what.
Wait, but I can only listen to Nickelback?
It's the only music you can listen to.
I'll read the terms and conditions because I like music and I can't cancel the rest of them.
That's true. I would read 50 pages every day.
I would read the 50 pages just due to the fact that I kind of interesting, kind of want to know what I'm signing for.
No, you don't.
Every day, though?
Every day sounds terrible.
And it's the worst legal jargon of all time.
But is it?
Yeah. Mm. I've read like a page or two of it. It sucks.
Yeah, I usually just hit agree.
But you can read through 56 pages of something in like an hour and then move on with your life.
Constantly listening to Nickelback, though?
It's not even like the having to listen to Nickelback that's so bad. It's that I can't listen to anything else.
Yeah.
Like that. That's what
like, I don't know. I'm not the biggest Nickelback hater.
I don't like them.
That's for not damn the sure. biggest fan.
Yeah.
But I don't like go out of my way like Nickelback sucks, you know.
Yeah, to be fair. They do suck.
It's gotten a little crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely become a big running joke.
Yeah.
Just forever.
Well, Nickelback is a running joke, so.
Yeah. That's
next one here. Kind of gross, so bear with me. Would you rather pry off your thumbnail with a fork or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick the wall?
I'll pry off my thumbnail with a fork.
Mm-mm. Toothpick.
No! Hey, went with the toothpick? Oh, it no hurts way. Just thinking about it.
Yeah, that one really bothered me to think about, too.
You know, it's like when something really irks you like that and you just kind of like start shaking.
I love how you gave us a disclaimer on that one, but not on the eating a pool of vomit or fucking. Those were considerably worse, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, we'll take them.
Oh, dude, no. There's a fork in your thumbnail? Yeah, that wouldn't be that big of a deal.
No. You're prying your thumbnail off.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll take
that. Okay, I just said that wouldn't be that big of a deal. It would be a horrible deal.
Like, but not, you're saying not compared to kicking up.
Be way like fucking worse.
Something about toenails kicking. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all I right. can see the blood.
Last one. We're going to go. We're going to end this with getting a little deep. Okay.
No. Oh,
shit.
Would you rather know when you are going to die or how you're going to die and not necessarily any kind of time
how?
Span?
Mm-mm. I want to know when I'm going to die.
Explain. Let me hear. This is a good one. Let me hear your thoughts on this.
Okay. If I know when I'm going to die, that means anything I do is not going to change that number. And that means I can literally do anything I want. And I know that's when I'm going to die. Or is it like a constant thing? Like it's constantly changing.
No, I mean,
You know what I mean?
I would see it as like you are going to die on... Like a date.
And it's going to be that date.
Yeah. Like in 2088 or like, I don't know, you know.
Okay. Well, so
August 4th on blah, blah, blah date.
I definitely want to know when I'm going to die then, because...
I mean, you're saying you just live your life, you know, to live your life to fullest up until that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Griff, where are you at?
The thing is, I don't want to know when I'm going to die, basically, because I think that's part of the greatness of life is that you you never know when it's going to be.
Okay.
Not to be cheesy here, but, you know.
I hear you.
How you can't define when you're going to go, you know. So if you tell me, like, I'm going to die of, like, a heart attack or something, I don't know. That's not that shocking.
Yeah,
true. Also, maybe if you know how, maybe you can change your life methods.
I think this is pretty set in the rules. There's no changing this, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, change the way you live. Like, if you know how you're going to die, like, let's say you're going to get hit by... like a falling electrical cord from the street pole. Yeah. Maybe you don't. Don't take the walk down the streets.
Yeah,
as often
I get it. I would be horrified of anything. Like, yeah,
you know,
to deal with that. It's kind of like a final destination,
right? Yeah, right.
Where they see like a blade above their head in the picture. So anything sharp, they're fucking horrified of.
Yeah.
So that would be a bitch. Actually, that would put a damper on life. I don't know, that's a tough one.
Two interesting takes, because I hear where you're both coming from. I mean, definitely, you know, living your life to the fullest up until that date.
And just being able to, I mean, not just have, like, just a crazy life, but just get your ducks in a row before you go, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Solid points, both ways.
But I do like Griffith's take, saying that is, like, the only thing we cannot control is that, for the most part.
Yeah. Right.
But it is the only thing we can guarantee.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going at some point.
There's no doubt we're going to die.
Yep. You don't make it out alive.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
death is undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Death
and father
time. I guess so. Yeah, it's not death.
Was this, like, supposed to tell us our horoscope at the end? Or
yeah.
What was it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really actually do it.
Oh, okay.
I was just asking the question. But
I'm a Cancer. So, you
know. There was a lot of more that we...
I'm a Cancer as well.
Your birthday's the day before mine, so that makes sense.
A lot. We skipped a lot of them. Maybe the next time we do something like this, we'll actually do it. I'm not sure how that'll work if you guys have different views on it, though.
Oh, yeah. We'd have to have two phones going on.
I'm not that worried about
Maybe next time we'll do that. You know, even our quizzes are not credible, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good stuff, guys. Before we close this out, any shout-outs? We're going to get out of here.
Shout-outs to Panthers. And if this kid says,
I see his face
whales.
Right now, he's gonna, he wanted to so bad.
I really did.
Should we do an animal shout out?
Dude.
Yeah. Shout out to Panthers, Jaguars. Shout out to the penguin video that's going viral, man. Shout out to that poor penguin.
I don't want to watch that, man.
It's so sad, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I heard it's intense.
That poor guy, I'm gonna name him Jeff. I feel bad for Jeff, man.
Jeff?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my head. And he, you know, he really wanted that girl. She turned her back on him. That dude beat him up. And then before leaving, he tried making one last attempt to say, hey, I'm fighting for you. Let's make this thing work. And she still said no. And then as he was running away in pure sadness, he trips over a branch and just humiliates himself even more. And I had the feels for him, man. I really feel for Jeff, dude.
Dude, that sounds so sad.
And he's, like, really bloody. He's, like, leaving, and he, like, really got beat up bad, and then he trips on a branch on the way out in front of all the other penguins.
Oh.
And you can hear him, like, squawking. He's like, God damn it, you know? And just, like, you picture somebody crying, and then they're walking, and it's, like, really sad, and they trip and fall on their face, and God, it's just bad. So shout out to Jeff, man.
Shout out to Jeff.
You'll be all right, Jeff.
Keep your head up, man.
Yeah, dude, hopefully you're going strong.
We are such hypocrites. We spent the beginning of the episode saying how we hate putting names to animals and all this.
No.
And we just named a penguin we saw on a video. And
you just can't refer to him as your own child. That's what we established.
Okay. I got you.
I am for sure going to name my dog when I get one.
Well, yeah. Right. You can't just name it, hey, dog, or, you know.
But it just won't refer to it as my son.
Yeah.
Or my baby.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But that's my Jeff.
Bloody Penguins, man. I'll tell you right now, you watch that video and not feel sad for it, then you are a psycho killer, for sure.
I mean, it's still an animal.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, I would feel bad if it was a human being with a soul, but...
You don't care that it was a penguin?
No, it's an animal.
Dude.
Oh, Griff. I don't agree with that.
Griff.
So just because we're animals, Keith.
Yeah, I feel bad for him, but, like, I'm not gonna care.
Like, you don't.
It's how the world works.
You don't know what has a soul and what doesn't have a soul, Keith.
It's true.
Okay.
The soul.
So a cat eating you after you die, that means it. I don't know.
Nature's vicious.
If you can't control what's around you, I don't think you have a soul.
You can't control what's around you, Keith. But I'm not convinced that you have a soul.
But I can, because I made this pillow. Have you ever seen a dog make a pillow?
That'd be awesome. Show me that video.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know. Do apes have souls? They can make tools, speak sign language. Let's not.
Yeah, let's not do it. Any shout outs before you
shout out to Panthers?
Okay, I got two.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Well, guys, humpback whales, so suck on that, motherfuckers.
God.
But also, Joyce Grifford, my grandmother, who had just came from her 86th birthday.
Hey, shout out.
Hey, shout out.
Keep it going, Joyce. Keep it going.
Hey, shout out to the Grifford family, for sure.
I won't hold you accountable for this one.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, man, well, with that, we're going to head out of here. We appreciate you guys checking in with us. Go out and vote. Well, actually, it won't matter because this will come out after that. So,
it's rigged.
I'll say it in a past tense. We here at the ABC Pod hope that you get out and vote.
Hope that you
did
went out and vote.
Yeah, did yeah. do that. But
November 28th.
Okay. Other than that,
he did not, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh. Yeah, he did. We appreciate you guys. Check us out anywhere you get your podcasts. We're there. And yeah, with that, I guess we'll see you next week, right, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Check you later.
Deuces.